It's time for the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. And the Coach Maddox Show is brought to you by Shawnee Boats, Integrity First Bank, James Boyette State Farm Agency, Nasari Home Mortgage, Coleman Family Dentistry, the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemack Realty, Knox Orthopedics, Pirate Perry, and Baskin-Robbins Driftwood Lane. And now here's the voice of the Bombers and host of the Coach Maddox Show, Brad Hallworth.
Welcome into week one of the high school football season. It is a road trip for the Mountain Home Bombers and I as they travel to Harrison to take on the Goblins. We're going to recap last week's matchup against Sheridan here in just a moment as we get things kicked off with the Coach Brian Maddox Show. We'll talk with the Mountain Home head football coach after this timeout on Classic Hits 101.7. When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation, fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nasari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nasari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com. or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
Back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show, and it seems weird saying week one. It's week two, but it's week one. This is so confusing.
We were talking about that in the office. We said, no, wait a minute. It's week one, but we've already played a game.
This
whole 0 week thing, I like the idea of being able to get a bye week in. I think they still should call it week one.
I agree.
They should just go through week 11 and say, but whatever.
That makes sense. And we're talking about the AAA. So.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Throw that one out.
Brian, a loss, unfortunately, in week zero to start against Sheridan. And I tell you what, it's a much improved Sheridan ball club we saw last Thursday night.
I was trying to make sure the kids last week going in understood, look, you can look at the record from last year all you want to. They're going to be much better. And,
yes.
The scrimmage film we had of them, they looked much better. That and just, when you coach and meet other coaches around the state. And so when you go do summer team camps or 7-on-7s, we all talk, and we had heard that from several other coaches that had seen him at team camp 7-on-7 that they are a night, just night and day better than they were a year ago. And some of that's move-ins. Some of it's, Coach Parker had made a decision to – he sat a lot of seniors last year to build for the future. And, you know, that wasn't something I was willing to do up here. But you know, you could tell they were a year older. I mean, they just looked at some of the same kids looked like they had just they'd grown. And so anyway, they much improved team. And I said this last week. I thought the 0-10 was deceiving too. I mean, you look at the teams they were playing last year.
Right.
You know that. There's a lot of teams that go 0-10 at that schedule. So, anyway, you know, we did. We got beat by what, in my opinion, a pretty good team. And, you know, it's right now it's about us. We're still in that stage of things, I think, where, you know, we've got to control us and not worry too much about the opponent.
We're going to break it down as we go along on the show. Just overall, your thoughts on your team's performance last week.
Well, I mean, it's no secret. We're young, we're thin, and especially up front on the offensive line. And so one of the big challenges for us this year is – you know, we've got to be able to do what we did there, you know, the 18-play drive. Really proud of that. You know, we went in at halftime, and I'm sitting there thinking, okay, we've been misaligned on defense a couple of times, and that resulted in some big plays. Our first series on offense, it looked like a young team in their first varsity series. We were timid. You know, we actually at one point, I think, had a running back beat an offensive lineman across the line of scrimmage. And so that got better as the night went on, I thought. It wasn't – don't get me wrong, it's not great yet. But, we get the ball the second time, go on a long drive, and that was – it was good to see them build some confidence. Going into the locker room, you know, we had done some things to shoot ourselves in the foot and not finish drives, and I thought to myself, how easy could it be 14-7 us right now?
Right.
Because if we do that, they really don't have the ball that last time to go punch it in and go up 14-7. So regardless, we're not. In reality, as we were down 14-7, but you walk in at halftime and you go, okay, we had the type of drive we need to be successful here. And right. And the encouraging thing, too, is we were able to protect Dawson enough where he was able to throw some of our quick game stuff, you know, a speed out, and kept a drive going on a speed out there to Caden Williams, not a speed out. It was actually a little double move, five-step drop. But we're trying to get the ball out quick. You know, again, young offensive line, you know, you don't want them to ask to protect too long. But anyway, it was nice to see the passing game, you know, be a little more of a threat. But anyway, long story short, you go in at halftime, you're feeling okay about things, make some adjustments, and let's go. And they return the opening kickoff the second half. And one of my biggest fears all along with this team going through, you know, preseason camp has been, how are we going to respond to adversity? Mm-hmm. And we didn't handle it very well there. I thought our intensity level dropped significantly. And, we go out on the next series. I think we had a couple of mental collapses and a couple of busted assignments, and now you're behind the chains. You have to punt. They go down and score again, and essentially the game's over. And I didn't like that. I didn't like that being our mentality. And so that's something we're working on, is you play the full four quarters regardless of what the scoreboard says. You fight, you scrap, you claw. And because really at the end of the day, yes, we want to win games, and I believe at some point in our future the program's going to win more football games than what we are right now. And everybody needs to know that we do believe very strongly in that. But right now it's about process, not result. Get better every rep, every snap, whether it's a game or a practice. A game is practice as well. There's just more people around.
Right.
And, you know, I think we waste opportunities to get better when we shut down because we're disappointed in the score or the outcome or whatever it is. And so that's the challenge of the kids, is understanding, you know, it's every rep is important regardless of what the scoreboard is. And you'll get better faster doing it that way. So
let's – you mentioned the first drive, three and out, and really struggled. Yes. What was the difference between that first drive and the second drive where you put points on the board?
Well, some of it, too, was just play calling and me pulling my head out of my rear. But some of it, too, was into just getting out of your stance. And that sounds so basic. But really, the first drive, that, you know, if you watch film, our offensive line, they didn't get out of stance very well. We caught. We weren't the hammer. We were the nail. You know, their defensive line is surging. And so, you know, just made quick mention of that before they went back on the field. Let's go. And a little chewing, so to speak. And much better getting out of their stance, hitting it in their running backs too. And you know, Gage Hershberger, you know, we were using him on the quick dive because he gets out of his stance so quick, and we found the dive on that second series and they didn't have an answer for it. You know, they're so keyed in on Junior that they're not watching those other halfbacks on the quick dive. And so I think we hit that thing six times on that second drive. And you know, Gage, just goodness gracious, for a sophomore, he hits it in there as quickly as anybody we have. And you know, and then that opens Junior up a little bit. So I thought that helped. I thought it was a combination of those things that the offensive line got going. We found the bubble. You know, the offensive staff on the headset is able to talk while the defense is out there. Hey, what's there? What's not? And so what we thought would be there wasn't. And so we, you know, you talk about that and combination of things, but really proud of that second drive. If we can duplicate that all season long, we're going to have some good things happen. That's tough to duplicate, but
I was going to say, there 18 plays, mm-hmm. 65 yards, 5 first downs on the drive, 2 fourth down conversions.
Right.
Those were huge.
The first one was, you know, was Dawson to Caden Williams on the, you know, I was talking about that earlier, and that's great protection, really good route. And Dawson threw it right where he had to, and so that was good to see us be able to do that, because that's got to be part of the formula for us. Dawson Tabor can throw it. He can read defenses. He can read coverages. We got a couple of guys this year that can run some routes. We got to be able to do that, take pressure off the run game. You know, we can't do it a lot. You know, we cannot get in shootouts and try to speed the tempo up, but we got to be able to do it enough. But anyway, that was good to see under a pressure situation. And the second one on 4th and 2, that's just got to be a part of who we are. When we get to 4th and 2, we got to be able to convert.
Right.
I mean, it's just – Feed the big guy, run behind your best lineman, and let's go. And so the encouraging thing was the lack of, you know, no penalties. You know, the ball went on the ground, and it was just kind of drive we needed. So
and you come out on defense after that, hold them on downs, and put together another nice drive. You pick up a couple of first downs. Unfortunately, you stalled out about the 33-yard line, but that drive was a nice one as well.
We did. We had the, you know, and that's the thing. We didn't go 3 and out, you know, one time, I think, there in the first half, and that's right. What we have to avoid. We can't go 3 and out. Even if we're not going to get points, we got to get some clock, you know, get some first downs and take pressure off the defense. But with that said, that last drive there, I think we had a scenario where if we get the pitch out, you know, if Dawson gets the pitch away, we may score. You know, the corner had come down to him, and some of that's youth. Some of it's, you know, we had to modify the offense in 3 days of practice because, you know, we were down to one quarterback, so taking some of the Veer stuff out. And so
right.
It's kind of a new read for him, and those are things I hope we see this week a little bit more when it's time to pitch the ball, get it on the perimeter that we can. And, you know, we're going to be a north and south running team that throws some quick game, and you know, we were able to do that last week. We got to get the ball on the edge. That was the one thing that I thought was missing from our run game.
Yep. We're going to take a break. We'll continue here in just a moment. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Go Bombers! Go Bombers!
Hold on, team. This is where we introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah. I'm Heather Hendricks.
I'm Nita Davis.
And I'm John Schaub. Together, we're the Ozarks team at Century 21 LEMAC Realty.
Buying or selling real estate, you'll score with the Ozarks team.
No interceptions and no flags on our plays, just professional realtors moving the ball down the field.
Go with the winning team. Contact the Ozarks team.
Find us at enjoythe.ozarks.com or on Facebook.
Go Bombers!
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Pirate Ferry Events presents Jog With Your Dog, 5K and 1 mile walk, benefiting the Humane Society of North Central Arkansas. Jog With Your Dog will be Saturday, October 27th at the Mountain Home Dog Park. This is one for you and your four-legged friend. Register early to save. Visit jogwithyourdogmh.com. For more local races, visit pirateperryevents.com. Be sure to check out the Lake Norfolk Triathlon weekend and White River Marathon for Kenya. That's pirateperryevents.com. If you're looking for something fun to do with the family this weekend, head to Driftwood Lanes, where everyone will have a great time. Driftwood Lanes offers more than just bowling with their very popular Cosmic Bowling, bumper bowling for the kids, lots of video games in the arcade, pool tables, and a full-service snack bar. Book your next birthday party at Driftwood Lanes and let them take care of the cake, pizza, and balloons while you and the kids have fun on the lanes. Party times are available each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass in Mountain Home, open till midnight Friday and Saturday nights.
Yeah.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show, and Brian, we've been talking about last week's loss against Sheridan. What a fun place that was to play last week down at War Memorial Stadium. Something special those young men will always remember.
It was cool. The locker room, you know, being in the locker room and some of the things that they have there, you know, a clock in your locker room letting you know when it, you know, what the clock on the, you know, scoreboard says, so you know when to go out for the pregame and when to go out at halftime when it's time to get back out on the field, and not having to have a coach go back and forth and, you know, get you walk out in that stadium and walk out of the tunnel where the Hogs come out. You look up at the big scoreboard. You know, it being in a bowl type stadium, you know, right. High school, you don't have bowl stadiums, you know, but where the, in other words, where the bleachers go all the way around, so to speak, but just a big stadium. And the kids love that. And a lot of them took pictures when we first got there. And, you know, win or lose, whatever it is, you know, that experience is priceless. They'll always remember it. And, you know, coaches too. And, you know, it was a great time, good experience for the kids.
Anything else about last week you wanted to comment on?
Just proud, you know, really proud of some of our sophomores. I can't remember. I think Brock Boje, you know, sophomore, I think, what, 9 tackles, if I recall correctly. And Colton Peters in his first varsity football game. I know he's a senior, but it's his first game. And, you know, I think it was 5 tackles for him. And then, of course, Lathan Aldridge. We're talking about the young kids, but there's Lathan's been in the program all along as a senior. I think he had 5. And, but, you know, just really proud of some of these younger kids. Like we mentioned Gage Hirschberger and Dawson Tabor, but, you know, you got kids like Lawson Stockton that are out there almost having to be quarterback types in the secondary as a sophomore. And it's, you know, youth can be frustrating at times, but it also, you know, makes you smile for the future. You know, you get guys like Dylan Pausch, who 3 weeks ago I'd have never imagined him being, you know, the tight end that you run behind. And, you know, because he's just focused so much on punting and things of that nature. And, you know, here you are a few injuries away, and we've had some, you know, we had to sit some kids out with some suspensions and, you know, disciplinary action. But, you know, all of a sudden Dylan goes in there and he doesn't give the position back. I mean, he's done really well. And just really proud of so many kids for the way that they showed progress from the Blyville scrimmage, which I think we talked last week. We were not happy with our performance there at all. And we went a long ways in 1 week. So proud of those kids. And
anyway. We'll take a break, come back, talk about tonight's opponent, the Harrison Goblins, when we continue with the Coach Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation, fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. The Bombers and Goblins hooking it up tonight in Harrison. And, Brian, when I saw the score last week, I thought, wow, that is impressive because Harrison beat Pea Ridge 45-14. Pea Ridge, a Class 4A team, but they were in the top five preseason in Class 4A, and a lot of expectations out of their team, and Harrison wore them out.
It's Yes, don't let, you know, if you don't know any, you know, high school football very well, you see Pea Ridge, you go, okay, well, they beat up on a small school, and it's no, they beat a very good team very handily. And Harrison's got, last year, I really felt like they had one of the better groups they've had in a while. They're better this year, and I wouldn't say by a lot, but they're better. And of course, you could go across the board and name off a lot of their kids, but it's really the Husky kid. Man, the kid is special. You know, when he got injured last year, he's recovered from that. He's, you know, he plays running back. They'll split him out. They'll direct snap it to him in a wildcat. And but just anytime he has the ball in his hands, he's very, very dangerous. He's fast north and south. He's quick east and west. He's strong. He can run through tackles, and he's very intelligent. He sets up blocks. He's the total package. He really is. And I'm sure he'll play somewhere at some point. And
he's just a junior, though. That's the problem.
Well, that's this junior class, and the thing of it is, you say all those things about him, and there's other kids that are in his neighborhood on their roster, and that's they're really up front. They're very good. They're very physical. They'll be one of the more physical teams we play, and they got very good linebacking play. And you know, we watched them in Branson at that 7-on-7 that we went to, and we never got paired with them. But we, you know, we got to sit right there and watch them. And they have length at receiver and skill positions, but they also have speed and quickness, kids that can go up and catch it. The Johnson kid, I believe that's his name, at quarterback, that he, you know, I think he's a junior as well. That junior class is loaded. Just be upfront about it. He can throw it, he can run it. Another kid that's got good football IQ, and you know, they got a lot of weapons. They can spread you out and pin you, and then give it to Husky or whatever they want to do. And so, it's a tremendous challenge for our defense, and then you know, for our offense, you know, it's going to be hard. The Vanderpool kid at nose is he's a house. I mean, and he can move, and so he loves to hit. And so, you know, we're centers, guards, they're going to have their hands full. We'll even triple team him at times. We'll try to cut him. We'll try all sorts of things, and just to neutralize him. So, yeah, big challenge for us tonight, for sure.
Back to their offense, 480 yards of offense last week, and balanced. If I remember, I was like 212 rushing, 286 passing, something like that.
They can run it, they can throw it, and they play action yet, you know, and that's the other thing is you'll get a full second and a half into the play and you don't know yet, all right, is he giving it or is he booting out or is it going to be a pop pass? The other thing about Harrison, and I always, you know, it's the teams that can do this really scare you. They can get vertical. The receivers can beat you deep, and the quarterback can throw it accurately deep, and that's rare. And so they spread you out. They'll run it east and west. They'll run it right down the tackles. They'll throw it vertically, and they'll throw it everywhere in between. And it just a complete – that's the word, balance. They are a complete balanced offense, and they've got the weapons to be that way, and that's rare. They're going to make a run if they stay healthy in 5A.
Joel Wells was a very good hire for the Harrison football team, wasn't he?
I'll say it again. I've said this, you know, and I've met him several times, different avenues, and I think very highly of him. I think he's a, you know, a good guy that tries to coach the right way and tries to teach kids, you know, about priorities and, you know, what just right and wrong. And I think he gets the big picture in coaching, but at the same time, he's phenomenal. I actually think he's one of the most underrated coaches in the state of Arkansas. I think he's a top five head coach, maybe top two, and nobody knows about Harrison and Mountain Home up here in north central Arkansas. And so he gets underappreciated in Arkansas. Now in Missouri, they appreciate him. He's in the Hall of Fame. Yep. But, you know, in Arkansas, I don't think everybody knows about him just yet. But phenomenal football coach. They last year, and I hate to say this because it sounds like you're cutting other coaches down, but they were, I thought, that by far the most well-coached team we played last year.
Yep, I agree. All right, we'll take a break. We'll wrap things up here in just a moment. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Pirate Perry Events presents Jog With Your Dog, 5K and 1 mile walk, benefiting the Humane Society of North Central Arkansas. Jog With Your Dog will be Saturday, October 27th at the Mountain Home Dog Park. This is one for you and your four-legged friend. Register early to save. Visit jogwithyourdogmh.com. For more local races, visit pirateperryevents.com. Be sure to check out the Lake Norfolk Triathlon weekend and White River Marathon for Kenya. That's pirateperryevents.com.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mountain Home, Baskin Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin Robbins ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin Robbins in Mountain Home, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass.
Hi, I'm John Schaub.
I'm Heather Hendricks.
And I'm Nita Davis.
Together, we're the Ozarks team at Century 21 LEMAC Realty, and we really understand the value of teamwork.
My husband, Coach Hendricks, always says, teamwork makes the dream work.
That's why we're so proud of our boys. They are learning teamwork.
In real estate, too, teamwork makes the dream work.
Go with the winning team. Contact the Ozarks team.
Find us at enjoytheozarks.com or on Facebook.
Go Bombers!
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. Brian, let's talk about injuries. Where are we staying going into tonight?
Well, we got, Dakota Tolbert is going to be out for about 2 weeks with an ankle. We hope we get him back after 2 weeks. He's going to get reevaluated there, and that hurts us. It's a senior on the offensive line, and, Junior obviously went out late last week, and just a wrist, we think he's all right. He's going to be a game-time decision. Mm-hmm. It's one of those deals, just getting him checked out and making sure before we put him back out there. Wouldn't be easy, obviously, replacing either one of those guys. Right. It's Dakota. We've got other guys that have stepped in and learned the position. And, I think this is the third week in a row we're shuffling the offensive line around a little bit. And that, concerns you a little with assignments and making sure we have, the schemes down. But, so far they've picked it up in practice pretty well. There will not be a senior on the offensive line tonight. And so, we'll have some youth there. But, again, that can – you can build on that.
You bet.
It gives you some youth to build on. Hopefully Junior can go. It'll really help us. I like to think he will be able to. Obviously, he's got to be able to carry the ball. I think he got 27 carries, 28 last week. And trying to get him back into shape a little bit. And we left him out there and gave him the ball a little bit there late. But those are the two that really jump out. Logan Walker rolled his ankle. He was out there last week quite a bit. We think he'll be able to go. But so far we haven't had the number of injuries we had last year, and that hopefully we can stay healthy. We need
to. All right, you always hear the old adage, the team shows most improvement from game one to game two. So what are you looking for out of the Bombers tonight?
Well, on offense, consistency, and we hope we can duplicate some of those 18 play drives. I think we're seeing a little bit better defensive front this week than we did last week, if I'm being honest, so it'll be a bigger challenge, but hopefully we can do that. Defensively, we got to get lined up. I think last week, we saw the counter play, probably 30 times.
Yeah.
And just struggled with it. We got to get lined up right. Part of it is, when they shifted and did a lot of stuff like that, Harrison will shift some, but nowhere near as much as Sheridan. And we got caught on some shifts last week. So we got to get lined up right on defense. We got to fly to the ball, and we got to tackle better. I mean, it just continues to be the theme. We got to block and tackle, block and tackle, block and tackle. And I know that takes time, but we got to get there in a hurry. And that's something that we're really trying to emphasize is get lined up right, know your assignment, read your keys, but let's fly to the ball. We're not giving them a lot to think about. Get them in the huddle, make Harrison drive the length of the field. We cannot give up big plays. And, you know, that's with them. That's what worries you because they have so much big play potential. But we got to make them drive length of the field, and we've got to do the same thing on our end. Slow the game down.
Rivalry. You've been a part of this rivalry in your high school career at Mountain Home. Have you talked about that much this week with the young men?
Well, you know, the thing of it is, us being so young, we're trying to go more faceless opponent mentality and just focus on what we can control. You know, we got in the locker room last week before the game, and it was bad quiet. It wasn't the good quiet. It wasn't the focus quiet. It was very nervous, borderline scared, if I'm being honest, from too many kids in the locker room. And so we just had a talk, you know, and we opened up, and it not your typical pregame speech, but, you know, kind of letting them zoom out. And you're still kids playing a game that you love, and you're going to make mistakes. And I think a lot of it was youth. A lot of it was inexperience. I think we said we had five kids playing that had any varsity experience at all. And I think it'll be the same way tonight. And it'll be the same thing here. We don't want to give them the big, you know, and trust me, I'm as big of a go-beat-Harrison guy as anybody. But, you know, it's not always about us as coaches. It's about the kids and doing what's right by them. And I don't think giving them more to think about other than what their job is right now is a good idea. And so we're just focusing on us. And just trying to play our assignments and play hard and play with effort and energy for the full four quarters and battle and hook it up and have a chance in the fourth quarter. Yeah. And so, no, honestly, they hadn't made the rivalry a big deal this week with them, and I hate that, but it's the right thing to do right now with these kids. So,
well, let's talk about the keys. What do you have to do to win tonight?
Same thing as always. It was encouraging last week, one turnover, and it happened late, trying to force a pass down the field. But we have no penalties at all. We didn't have a lot of penalties last week, but any penalty is too many. Cannot put the ball on the ground, can't turn it over. We got to get first downs. We have to go on drives. And defensively, we got to make them, you know, basically, it's a long story short, the longer each drive goes, the better it is for us, regardless of which side of the ball we're on. Don't get me wrong, you want to get them three and out, but the reality of it is that's not always possible, especially in today's offenses. People are going to score points on you. They snap it too many times not to, but, you know, that, to me, special teams, we can't give up the kickoff return.
Right.
We've got to – I think we need to make a play in special teams, maybe two or three to help us. We're looking for an upset tonight. We're the underdog. I think everybody looks at us as the underdog. We're younger. We're thinner. And they've just got the better track record right now. And so, you know, to do that, you've got to take care of those things. Then somebody's got to make a play. You know, in the passing game, Dawson's got to – you know, when we throw it, we got to hit the target and we got to catch it. And it's that simple. Tackle, block, take care of your assignments. It's the same thing it is every week, honestly. But we're excited. We're excited to go get after these stinking goblins, to be honest with you.
Brian, good luck tonight.
Appreciate it, Brad. Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll join you from Harrison coming up. You've been listening to the Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7, brought to you by Shawnee Boats, Integrity First Bank, James Boyette State Farm Agency, Nosari Home Mortgage, Coleman Family Dentistry, the Ozarks team at Century 21 Limac Realty, Knox Orthopedics, Pirate Perry, and Baskin Robbins Driftwood Lane. Stay tuned, more of the pregame show on the way next here on Classic Hits 101.7.